Home.
Go ahead.
Homeowner's insurance. That'll put you on the edge of your seat.
Well, it will when you have to finally make that phone call. Boy, it's usually a pretty gut-wrenching situation. Something has happened. You wish, I wish I weren't here now.
Didn't happen today. I wish this didn't happen today. Any day but today.
But what a great time to have an agent that you do trust to get on the phone and kind of guide you through it. We've talked a little bit. Repeat your, real quick, the three points you'd like people to consider when they're having to make that claim. How to streamline that process.
I think the three easiest things you can do when you're streamlining that claim is, first of all, make sure everybody's safe and secure the damage area, right? You just don't want things getting worse. So if you've got that leaky pipe, get that water shut off. Make sure your family's safe, etc. Take lots of pictures. Don't be shy. When you get that claim, get that cell phone out, get that camera out, take lots and lots of pictures. Make sure that everything, you know, underneath is taken and on top of and on the side. Make sure you got lots of different angles and don't be shy. And then make sure when you do have a claim, educate yourself about that claim. Reach out to a licensed and bonded contractor. Have them come out. Maybe invite two or three out to get you educated on what maybe happened and what it's going to take to get it fixed. And then when you file that claim, call up your insurance agent. Make sure that you've got them in the loop. They can be a great advocate for you in that process.
We're doing a poll today, and it's an unofficial poll. We won't publish it, but just for our own edification, we're asking our listeners to please phone in or send a message at info@rosieonthehouse.com or show it to us on Facebook as to whether or not you've ever had to make a claim. How would you rate the insurance company you currently have? We'd like to know the name of the company and score it on a 1 to 10. 1, a horrible experience so bad it forced you to find another policy. A 10, they treated you fair and everything was settled hunky-dory. And we know we have a lot of contractors that listen to the show. I'd like to hear from the contractors. How would you rate the insurance companies on how they were to work with? Because I think I know the story from that side. I know which ones they do and they don't like to work with. But I want to find out from the homeowners, what is it like from your side of the claim? I just want to know so when people ask me, I can direct them the right way. And, you know, we at Rosie on the House have this black list of contractors that we can never publish. It's held in a vault. And when people call us and ask us about certain contractors that we know are on that black list, you know, all we encourage them to do is maybe before you make a decision, do a little more research.
And I think that's fair. That blacklist is with your jewelry locked up in your safe.
Right? Oh, it is. Yeah. It is. We don't let it out. We don't let it see the light of day, but we do keep it. It helps me keep track of what is and isn't going on in each of the different markets that we have our referral network. So it helps me keep one hand on the pulse at all times. But we're talking about what is it like to make it through that process? Why don't you, Clay, and your dad, Rick, as writing policies for the Romeros for the last 40 years, tell us about Focus Insurance Services.
Yeah. Well, my dad started, as you guys well know, well over 30 years here in the Valley. We've been serving lots of great homeowners. We always believe that educating clients about insurance is the right place to start. And there's just so much. Like you said, you know, Rosie, you haven't ever read that policy. So we've taken
Sorry.
The time. Yeah.
Did I hurt your feelings?
You did. I'm crushed. I'm absolutely crushed. But, you know, when you've been doing this for more than 30 years, taking the time to walk through with each client, what insurance they actually need, right? It's really easy to go out there and buy it. I think with technology, it becomes easier and easier every day. But taking the time to educate somebody on what they need to find the right price for the right plan, the difference between replacement cost and actual cash value, small things like that that turn out to be really big issues if you ever have a claim. We've got well over 12 different insurance companies that we represent. We are an independent insurance agency, which really gives us a nice leg up when you're coming to us for a quote or just a discussion on what different carriers are doing out there. We always stay on top of that, what changes are happening in the industry, so we can really educate people as to what the best product is for them.
And should a listener be in the market, maybe they're scoring their insurance company a little
right
bit
now,
low on the last
right,
claim,
right now.
How would they contact y'all at Focus? That's P-H-O-C-U-S.
Yeah,
Focus.
I think three ways to kind of see what we're doing and get in contact with us. One, please call. We would love to chat with you one-on-one. Teresa and Jen on our team would love to get started on finding out.
But you know what? We get a lot of phone calls, Clay, when a homeowner's in the middle of a claim And they're just so frustrated that they're not getting a fair shake, and they don't know where to turn.
Yeah, and every once in a while we'll hear that same thing. And I really think of it as a process, and there's layers of that process. The first step, contact your agent. Reach out to that person that knows about as much as insurance as anybody else that's on your team, right? They're a licensed professional in the state of Arizona. Any insurance agent has to be licensed. They've seen these processes before. So start with them when you have that claim. After you've done those three steps that I mentioned on air earlier, reach out to them, contact them, and let them be your advocate. That's a great place to start. Believe it or not, most insurance companies, this is really what makes them a great insurance company. If they've got a great claim center, mm-hmm. a great adjuster, a great supervisor, you're going to know that within the first easily 24 hours. You'll know, right? And they have so much technology now. They can text you. They can tell you where they're in the process. They can send you pictures. So you'll know if you've got a really good advocate on your team, if you've got an agent that's on top of it for you and an insurance company that's going to jump in and really get things started.
I think the role of public adjusters is greatly underutilized. It's something I want to talk about in the next hour, as well as other bundling tactics of the insurance companies, as well as take your question at Rosie on the House for hour three. Starting at 10 o'clock. We'll be here right back after this.
Rosie on the House, the number one referral directory in the state, by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.